All right, Justin Brayton, welcome back. I wasn't sure you were racing, but Weege was informing you the whole time of where you were in the race. So, you know, I knew exactly where you were. Sixth overall, a couple battles with your teammate at times, and then, Triple Crown Madness as usual.
Yeah, Triple Crown Madness. Overall, good night. P6, it was fine. Had a couple battles, like you said. And, me and Weege are back. You know, you can't keep us down. You can tear your ACL and rip your knee up, and Weege is still here, and I can be concussed, and we're just can't keep us down, Steve.
You offered exactly zero help for his ACL issue. I want to tell the world that he asked, he leaned on you and Phil, and neither one of you gave him any help at all with an ACL.
True, but the man himself, R. Kelly, came through.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
he's sort of your guy. R. Kelly's your guy. So in a way, you came through?
In a way, I came through, right. Yeah. Phil's the one who didn't come through because he's the one who has knee issues.
Right. That's a good point. Finally got to start that last one anyways, right? You made your life a little harder in the first two by not really getting a JB start.
Yeah, first two were rough. We actually made a gearing change this week to 49 to a 51. I'm not used to it on the starts yet, you know, just a little more bottom. It's really good on the track, but I got a little more used to it, that third one. But, overall, good day. Didn't really know what to expect. I feel like I know where I should be, which is about sixth. I mean, if Malcolm doesn't crash, maybe I'm seventh. So,
almost like you beat the guys you should have, and the guys that beat you kind of should. It worked out, right?
100%. I'm a realist, and the guys that beat me should, right? So, overall, good day. Fun day to be back at the races. And four more to go.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't affect you at all, but we were remarking in the press box, like, dude, there was a ton of crashes, injuries, guys getting hurt, KP got hurt, Troll, Dino, a lot of crashes. What was it? Because it was kind of a simple track.
Super simple, just ruddy, and I just think the intensity, right, like Triple Crowns, and, man, we keep trying to figure out why this stuff happens. I just think it's Supercross, man. I think the level is so high, the bikes are so good, and they allow you to push so hard, and when things go wrong, it goes wrong quick, and... Yeah, I just – maybe we need to just stop trying to figure it out. It just kind of is what it is. You have years like this, and then, you know, next year you might have a year where two guys get hurt. So, it's such a fine line. It really, really is. Those whoops tonight, you could enter them super fast. But the risk-reward was you got a lot of reward if you could really go through them good. But it took some risk for sure.
You had to be a little careful around Vince, I guess, for numerous reasons.
Yeah. You know, I'm honestly gaining a lot of respect for Vince. Like forget who I was talking to about it after practice. Like, he's really, really good. He's gotten a lot better. And, yeah, I'm tiptoeing around him, not quite sure. I feel like I can trust him. A couple battles. But, yeah, he's riding good. I think he deserves some credit. I should be able to beat him, right? So I was happy to get around in the first one and then that last one finally get a start ahead of him.
Made the podium a little while back, and now Freckle makes a podium. Oldenburg, third overall.
Yeah, sneaky good lineup, right? With which we talked about at preseason. I think I mentioned to you how Mitchell was riding really good, and he's rode good for a long time. If he can stay healthy through the rest of the year and through the off season and summer and all that, he's really, really good. So talented on the bike. I think the bike has proven that it's good enough, and he's gelling with the team and everything. So it's cool to see them. You know, I'm trying to help in any way I can. It's honestly more fun for me to help and. And then provide some answers to some questions they have. It's really fun. It's cool to see the success, man. Genova's put a lot of time and money in over the years, and it's pretty neat to see it paying off with some good guys.
I got to go talk to the guy who got second in the last two video races. I don't know if you're Canadian Supercross champion.
That was really good. And what's funny is I was on the line. I paid attention to him coming across the finish. I was waiting for like a little fist pump or anything. There was nothing. They're really calm, and his mechanic gave him a fist bump, and he just slightly gave him a thumbs up. Just like a mellow thumbs up. I'm like, all right, he's happy.
Yeah, he's happy.
It's about all you're going to get.
Can you confirm or deny that you will give Weege some of your hamstring for this new ACL?
Yes. I was planning on coming back to 2023 Supercross. Now that that's happened, I'm going to give up my hamstring, so I'm out again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So retirement's official.
All right. Thanks, JB.
Thank you.